The Memory Walk and Jog is coming to the Central Victorian region. It's going to be in Ballarat and also in Bendigo and Geelong. It's coming up on April 3rd, and it's all about raising funds and awareness for Dementia Australia. And Cale Stokes is the Executive Director, Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia, and she joins us on the show. Cale, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, the walk, how long is it? And it's a walk or jog, so I guess you can set your own pace with it.
You can, yeah. You can pick whichever distance you want to walk or jog. So there's lots of different options for people to pick from.
So let's talk about dementia. I guess most of us know of or have known of someone who suffers with dementia. Are we making inroads into getting behind the cause of this and helping to cure the various types of dementia?
Look, we are. The general awareness of everybody around what dementia is and how it can impact a person is still relatively low out there in the community. But when you see the number of people that come together for a memory walk and jog, you realise that most of us are touched in some way by dementia. So it is a disease that is very prevalent in our community, and there's lots that we can do to support people living with dementia and also their families and carers as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that because I know, you know, a lot of people just think, oh, well, unfortunately, you know, you get old and some people get dementia. But obviously there's a lot more to it in terms of not just support, but actually putting money towards finding, if you like, a cure for the likes of Alzheimer's as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a very common misconception out there that dementia is a natural part of aging, but it's not. So the risk of developing dementia increases as you age, but it's certainly not a natural part of the aging process. And there's a lot of research going on now into different medications that might make a difference. But there's also a lot of research around environmental impacts, social impacts, the impacts of lifestyle changes, because we know that a lot of the risk factors for dementia are the same as for other chronic diseases. So focusing on having a healthy heart, keeping yourself active, keeping yourself socially engaged, these are all things that can make a difference.
Yeah. The other aspect to it that I knew a family, which is just tragic, who had the early onset dementia gene in their family, and there's three or four of them that ultimately suffered from it. And, you know, that is just something that no one should have to go through or indeed witness. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yeah, there's a quite a significant proportion of people, so about 27,000 people living with younger onset dementia. So these are people who developed the age before, developed dementia before the age of 65. And that genetic variant that you're talking about accounts for a relatively small proportion of the population, but it doesn't make it any less tragic for the family that are impacted.
No. Well, on the positive side, there's lots of work that's being done. And we talked about the walk, and that in itself is fantastic. And this is, I believe, Dementia Australia's biggest fundraising initiative.
It really is, yes. Yeah. So we've got about 19 memory walk and jog events happening throughout Australia. And I think Bendigo is on the same weekend as Geelong and Ballarat. So we've got a bit of friendly competition going between our three big major regional cities in Victoria, and we're hoping to raise as many funds as we can. We tend to use those for supporting the services that can be delivered to people impacted by dementia. It's a really important part of what we do.
Yeah, I don't know how friendly that rivalry is, Cale, but anyway. No, it's
well,
all good.
Look, you know, if it results in some good fundraising, then it's all for a good cause.
If people want to find out how to get involved in the walk, how can they do so?
You can go to our website, so our dementia.org.au website, and you'll find a link to our Memory Walk and Jog page there, and you can register for events. You can get information about the courses and the length of them and find out what else is happening around the country.
Awesome. Well, listen, good luck with it all. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
No worries at all. Cale Stokes, Executive Director, Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia.